So I have a quote I want to read you, because I know you said that the lifeblood of your rehab in prison was due to books.
Yeah.
And I think you, I don't know if you know the quote, but you definitely know the author. He says, many a serious thinker has been produced in prisons where we have nothing to do but think. And that is Robert Greene, who is my one of my favorite authors, perhaps my favorite nonfiction author, although you're a close second.
Thank you.
Yeah. How did Robert Greene or other, you know, authors who are no longer alive affect your ability to deal with everything that was going on in prison? Was that a slow process for you to get into books like that?
So you're going to meet Pepsi Watson, aren't you? And do
yeah, later today, actually. Yeah.
We just had him in this studio and we just shot a podcast. I think it was about 2.5 hours long. The 48 Laws of Power in Prison.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
We only got through the first 4 or 5 laws, so it's going to be a huge series.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
Robert Greene's books, and in particular, The 48 Laws of Power, and more recently, Mastery, transformed how I interact with people in certain situations. Because when I was reading that book, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, this scenario he's just described happened to me years ago, but I didn't understand this was a strategy and there's a counter to it. And I did the completely wrong thing.
Yeah, right.
So you're having all these revelations and epiphanies as you read these books.
Mm.
But from then on, and in prison, you've got all these cutthroats coming at you with these strategies. You've got counters for them, or you can use them yourself. Not necessarily 48 Laws of Power, it sounds demonic to some people, Machiavellian, like you want to just manipulate people and get ahead in life. But no, it's not about that. It's about mastering your own psychology and being successful in a healthy way. In the business world, there are a lot of mines. And if you know where those mines are planted, you're not going to step on them. So it really helps you get ahead in life. So I had a workout partner called Iron Man in the prison. And he was a huge fan of Robert Greene. And we just read, you know, the books and discuss the books and everything. A lot of people get out of prison with addiction issues. He had addiction issues. He got out and became a top salesman in Arizona using all of the techniques from Robert Greene. Not scamming people. He was selling a genuine product and service. And the customers were very satisfied. And they were so satisfied, he was getting loads of referrals. And he ended up making a lot of money through it.
Wow.
So, awesome. You know, these are lessons from history, like Napoleon, Marilyn Monroe,
yeah,
Margaret Thatcher, Winston Churchill.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think people have this view of his books and him in particular as being, like you said, Machiavellian. But I kind of see it as a tool. Like you can abuse a knife, or you can use a knife to, you know, make a sandwich. And you can also use it to defend yourself too, which I think is what you're saying. Like you're using it more so in the prison system as a defense rather than, you know, maybe malicious offense, if we put it that way.
Yeah, that's a good analogy, a tool. And a tool is a neutral item.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put whatever energy you want into that, good or bad. And in the business world, if you want to succeed in the long run, you've not got to screw people over. You have to provide a quality product and build a good reputation. And I think that's why I thrived in the ecstasy market, was because, like I said, we tested the pills and we had a reputation for a good quality. So much so that the competition, when they were selling their pills, they would tell the buyers that they were from English Horn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, it reminds me of, and like with the Batman logo too, it reminded me of one of my favorite movies, American Gangster. I think they're selling heroin as Frank Lucas. And he did something similar where they like branded it so they would know like it was coming from the right seller or whatever.
Yeah. What's really sad I've learned in recent years is how the heroin dealers now will put a little bit of that extra strong substance in it so it will kill some of the users because then all the other users, that product will sell out because all the other users know how pure it is.
Mm. Wow.
Now that is Machiavellian.
Yeah. That's seeing human life as just dollar signs.
Yes, yes.